While the battle between the Karnataka Chief Minister, Mr. Siddaramaiah, and the governor is being fought inside the courtrooms, the former commissioner of MUDA gets suspended by the state government. Pratibha Raman tracks the political face-off triggered by the latest action.
A fallout of the MUDA scam in Karnataka. Former MUDA Commissioner Dinesh Kumar has now been suspended via a government order dated August 31st. This comes following a report submitted by a technical committee that probed the charges of compensatory land sites being allotted to CM Siddaramaiah's wife, B.M. Parvati, in an upmarket area in Mysuru, which had higher property value. Dinesh Kumar was transferred from MUDA in July after the government announced an inquiry into the alleged irregularities. He is accused of having helped Siddaramaiah's family with land allotment by allegedly violating all rules. The report states that the directions of the government were not followed and allotments with a ratio of 50:50 were made in violation of the law. While the opposition have called this an eyewash, they are also accusing the Congress of a long history of being land sharks. Because, Siddaramaiah apart, the Kharge family too is facing allegations of illegal land allocation.
Now they have got enlightened. So it shows they were all completely hand in glove for the namesake, for eyewash. That commissioner has been suspended. The people whoever is involved, they should have been suspended completely, and including the concerned minister, chief minister, everybody is involved. They should all resign.
The Congress party has a long history. They come to power by talking about serving the poor. But what they do after coming to power is exactly the opposite. They make themselves richer. They loot the exchequer. They indulge in corruption and give themselves huge pieces of land. So this is nothing new for the Congress party.
The BJP also accused the Congress of having favoured KAS officer Dinesh Kumar by posting him as the registrar of Haveri University. The Congress was quick to counter.
Well, if he added quickly, you would have said it's a knee-jerk reaction. If he think and do it, you are saying it's late. So please tell us, what are the timings you would like us to act? See, it's all routine transfer. It's not that one person or another will be opted for it. The transfers happen routinely and it happened like that. That's about it.
The BJP leaders have been targeting both the Chief Minister of Karnataka as well as AICC President. However, the Congress have been seeking reports of BJP leaders to try and plan their counter-strategy. The question is if this political standoff will end up affecting the stability of the government. With camera person Govan, Pratibha Raman in Bengaluru for NDTV.
Bhavya is representing the Congress in Karnataka. Dr. Sudha Halkai is spokesperson of the BJP Karnataka, and we also have Ramkrishna Upadhyay, who is a senior journalist. Let me bring in with you, Bhavya, a straight question. Why has the commissioner been suspended?
Before that, I would like to first bring to your notice the tagline you people are using, addressing the Chief Minister of Karnataka as Siddha is not acceptable. It's not being respectful.
Okay.
We never use Narendra or Naren, right?
Apologies, ma'am.
Narendra Modi has a last name.
Right,
Siddaramaiah, sir, doesn't have a last name. I would really want you to be respectful
right
towards
away.
His name by stating his full name so that, you know, he's the tallest leader of Karnataka
today.
It will be more respectful for his highest stature and the constitutional position
that,
that he
Please.
Holds.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. So now the committee was set up. Yes. The officer has been suspended. The case is pending. So what's the whole question about it?
That's the question that I wish to ask you. What exactly, how is the commissioner in the wrong?
You know, it was allotted in 2021 when Bommai, the BJP, was in power. Correct? Either one of those politicians might be responsible who were in power, or the officers might have committed this kind of a thing. You can't say a leader of opposition was more powerful than the chief minister during
BJP's rule. You have not answered my question, ma'am. My question is direct. Yeah. What was the reason on which his suspension order was issued?
The government has suspended him. First, there was an inquiry committee set up. They wanted it to be neutral. He was transferred, made the registrar of another university. Now they have suspended so that the, you know, investigation happens transparently.
Okay. So in order to ensure that the investigation is transparent, that is the reason why he has been suspended. Dr. Sudha Alkai, why are you seeing this as some kind of, you know, conspiracy, or should I say, the sense within the opposition BJP is that he is being made a scapegoat. Why?
See, Maria, the matter of fact is that since day one, Congress is at fault. Okay, they have been trying to hide the facts now and then, and they initially they told that Siddaramaiah is having a very clean sheet and he's absolutely not corrupt in this case. But now, because you can see that Mr. G.T. Dinesh has been suspended now. He has been suspended saying that, you know, the 50-50 what is given to Parvatamma for that 14 plots which they have taken in Vijayanagara, instead of Devraj Badavane, which they were supposed to take, okay? And what they are saying is in 2021, during Bommaji's period, the plots were allotted to them. That my question is, why did Parvatamma, wife of Mr. Siddaramaiah, give a requisition letter that they don't want a plot in Devraj Badavane, instead they wanted it in Vijayanagara? Why did they ask for that? Actually, they should have taken in Devraj Badavane, where there are more than 550 plots, they were vacant over there. They didn't opt to take that. Instead of that, they opted to take a prime land in Vijayanagara, which is 3 to 4 times more costly, and it is the creamy land. And the thing is, 2005, the land has been given by Mr. Mallikarjun, who is the brother-in-law of Siddaramaiah, to his sister. And in 2015, 50-50 has come into implication. And in 2021, they take a land of applying 50-50. How fair is it, you tell me? And in all this, my question is, Maria, where is Mr. Rahul Gandhi now? He speaks so much in the parliament. Where is Mr. Rahul Gandhi when the president of the AICC is got an allegation with the land scams in Karnataka? When the chief minister of Karnataka, he is in the land scam with the Mooda case. Okay. Where is Mr. Rahul Gandhi?
I don't understand why do you want Rahul Gandhi to come in here?
Exactly.
He has already made his stand clear. I'm going to come back to you, Bhavya. Ramkrishna Upadhyaya, I'm trying to understand, how does it help the Congress party, the ruling Congress party in Karnataka, to keep the issue alive? Because this action, as it comes so soon, you know, just 2 weeks ago, the chief minister got relief, temporary relief, or should I say interim relief from the Karnataka High Court, and now this action that has been taken by his government.
You know, Maria, it's very significant, the action that has been taken. What does the suspension order say? He has been suspended for violating the rules regarding allotment of sites. So, which means that what he has done in the case of Ms. Parvati, Siddaramaiah's wife, is also a violation, which is what the government has admitted now. It's very clear, it's obvious that, you know, he has been penalized for taking this decision of 50-50 allotment, and the order very clearly says that, you know, he has violated that. So does it mean that the land allotted, that is the 14 sites given to Parvati, will now be declared as void? These are the very important questions that come up now. They're not just making him a scapegoat. I think they're trying to retract from the stand that the government has taken so far. So I would like the Congress spokesman to say, you know, why does this suspension order talk about, you know, violation of the allotment rules? Doesn't it mean that he has done something wrong and the government has accepted it?
Yes, and why did he continue to be in the position that he was in till date then?
No. He had been transferred from there and he had put in some other position.
Yes.
But, you know, he was no longer the Mooda Commissioner. But this action has been taken for, you know, his action in allotting lands in Mooda in violation of the rules.
Okay, so there is also, then
is
Mr. Ramkrishna Upadhyaya, don't you think that that's also an acceptance
wrong?
That things did go wrong then? That the allotment that happened for the chief minister's wife was also illegal.
So does it mean that, you know, now the lands are, you know, allotted to Ms. Parvati is being voided? Is the government saying that, you know, what he has done is wrong and the lands will be taken back by Muda?
Bhavya, will you respond?
Congress person should answer this question.
It is not only this land. This is not only this land. These people have set a precedency. Seeing this lot of more than 4,000 crores of scam has taken place in the Muda. How are they going to set that aside?
Let us leave it aside. So,
this officer,
the main issue is that of land given to Chief Minister's wife. Okay. Yes, there have been other violations as well. So, is it, apart from all other violations, the land given to Mrs. Siddaramaya is also being voided?
Okay. Bhavya, respond.
I think Congress should have an answer for that.
Okay. So, I would like to first answer what the BJP spokesperson said. Why did they request for shot in Vijayanagar?
One second. Respond to that and then you can get into the politics of it.
It's her choice and it's her prerogative to request, right? As a citizen, even you are entitled to do what you want. If you want to request an officer, you can do that. But the allotment has to happen as per the law. If you find an officer who has violated a law, yes, they are responsible and we need to take action. But the problem Mr. Upadhyay, I did not interrupt you. I would respectfully ask
my
you
question.
To also
why
have
the requisition
ma'am, please wait.
Regarding the
chief minister,
Sudha,
just wait. Let her speak, please. Let her speak. Let the Congress spokesperson speak.
Why did you ask for a line in Vijayanagar instead of the...
What's your problem? You can, if you were in that position, you have a...
Okay.
To give her a hint of something. All she did was request. Every citizen is entitled to do
why?
That.
Why request for another female land? No. Why? 50-50%. Why they have to take it when the land was purchased in 2005?
Why they have
2015,
to take it?
2021,
it was
implemented. Everything
law.
Is against the law. And
the
still
law
justified
has violated the law. If some IAS officer violates the law and allots you something, that's not your mistake. It is the problem of the IAS officer or the government has to take the responsibility of it, whichever government was in power. And your government was in power back then. It was your government which was in power.
And
right?
After the development
of
the NHT, you go for denotification. Denotification line, you don't check the EC
before the allotment, can you show anywhere that Mr. Siddaramaiah recommended that his wife be given this? Can you provide any proof at all?
Why did Mr. Bairati Suresh put a whitener?
Then you fail.
You answer that.
The whole party in even bringing up this issue. The IAS officer has allotted. Prove that law doesn't work by, because you just go and protest, it doesn't become a truth. One, there are two ways. A person can be, the allegation which can stand that you are making on the chief minister, it can stand only on two bases. Either Mr. Siddaramaiah should have recommended to allot it or the decision itself taken by him. Neither of it can you provide any proof because your government was in power when it was allotted.
You mean to say that the shadow of Mr. Siddaramaiah is not
that.
We have come to the end of this discussion. And I will bring in the senior journalist now because certainly in this political cacophony, we are missing the larger political point and the investigative point which is being made, which was raised by Mr. Upadhyay. Mr. Upadhyay, how do you see the political fallout from here onwards?
No, apart from political fallout, let me point out to the Congress spokesman that in 2014, it was the first time that Parvati made an application to Muda asking for alternative sites. Who was the chief minister then? Mr. Siddaramaiah. He had been in power since March 2013. And second application was made in 2017. So who was the chief minister then? Siddaramaiah. And the allotment was made in 2021. Order was made in 2021. And 22, the allotment was given. BJP government was there, but Siddaramaiah was the leader of the opposition. So he is alleged to have misused his office. He doesn't have to be chief minister to allot himself.
Or
the allegation is
certainly
his office.
The chief minister is facing. Thank you so much for your time.
In the
Dr. Sudha Alkai and Bhavya.
Maria, it came out very clearly that the judge and also the advocate said the needle of suspicion is there. The needle of suspicion is there.
Okay, let's see. Because this is still a developing story, Mr. Upadhyay. Let's see how it really pans out. Thank you so much to all the panelists who are joining us. That's all from me. I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Thanks so much for watching.